Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. In the summer of 2022, President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law. The name doesn't say anything about it, but this was actually the U.S.'s largest investment in climate and clean energy ever. What's happened since then? And will the law change under a new administration? Our reporters Juliana Marullo and Nat Hardy are here to fill us in.
Hi, I'm Megan.
Hey.
So remind me, why is the Inflation Reduction Act such a big deal?
Basically, the Inflation Reduction Act, or the IRA, was this huge bill that put aside hundreds of billions of dollars for projects that address climate change.
To learn more about what's happened since it was signed into law, we talked to someone who's had a big role in implementing it.
I'm Seth Hanlon. I'm Deputy Assistant Secretary for Tax and Climate Policy in the Department of the Treasury.
Wait a second, the Treasury Department for a climate bill?
I know, it's surprising. But the Treasury has been one of the main departments in charge of carrying out the IRA. Seth says,
the Inflation Reduction Act is the largest investment in clean energy and climate in U.S. history. And actually, the bulk of those investments came in the form of tax incentives.
Tax incentives? Is that like the tax credit I got for my electric car?
Yeah, that's one of them. But the IRA actually created or updated 20 different tax incentives. And lots of people haven't heard about some of the biggest ones. They're called technology-neutral tax credits.
What do those do?
Basically, even before the IRA, there were tax credits that encouraged companies and utilities to build clean energy facilities and generate renewable energy. But there were limits on what specific technologies could be used for which credit.
These new technology-neutral tax credits can be used for any clean energy sources. They give companies and utilities the option to choose which credit is best for them.
To find out more, we spoke with Hannah Colas. She's a senior analyst at Rhodium Group, an economic policy think tank.
The IRA's tech-neutral tax credits are the most important component of the IRA from a decarbonization perspective.
Hannah and her colleagues at Rhodium estimate that the IRA tax credits have led companies and consumers to invest almost $500 billion in clean energy technology.
That's a 70% increase compared to the 2 years before the IRA.
And even though we're still falling a little short of our emissions reduction goals, these tech-neutral tax credits have gotten us a lot closer. They're expected to reduce U.S. emissions by at least 30% by 2030.
Wow. So what's the Treasury's role in all of this?
Well, even though these credits were included in the law, the Treasury still has to create rules and guidance that help people figure out if they're eligible.
Soon after IRA passed, Treasury published requests for information from the public, essentially asking what's the most important issues that need to be clarified.
They got thousands of responses. Over 2 years later, they're still sorting through all of the public comments and finalizing rules. It's a long process.
Okay, but won't all these credits just get changed under the Trump administration?
Seth says it's important to remember that the tax credits themselves are law, so they can only be changed by Congress.
As for the guidance and regulations, once those are finalized, Seth says,
a future administration could reopen those regulations. They would have to go through the same process of proposing changes and then a public notice and comment period and consider all those comments before finalizing any changes to regulations.
Which could take another couple of years.
But a lot of these tax credits actually have some bipartisan support, in part because the majority of new investment in clean energy has been in Republican districts.
So we really don't know what will happen. But in the meantime, Seth says he and his colleagues at Treasury have spent the end of Biden's time in office trying to finalize as much guidance as possible.
We'll keep an eye on that. Thanks, Juliana and Nat. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public's Radio.